I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms developing today. We'll see a high around 71 degrees. A gusty south wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour with wind gusts 20 to 25 at times. Members of AFSCME, the biggest labor union representing Illinois state workers, have taken a big step toward a possible strike. Brian Mackey reports.
AFSCME has been fighting with Governor Bruce Rauner for more than 2 years. Rauner says they've come to an impasse and has moved to impose his terms. Meanwhile, AFSCME Director Roberta Lynch says the strike option was approved with 81% support.
And I think for the first time, people could really feel, I demand respect. I deserve respect. That's the message that I think this vote sends most clearly.
A strike is not guaranteed. AFSCME says it hopes Rauner will resume negotiating. Rauner, however, says after 67 failed bargaining sessions, it's time to implement the contract. I'm Brian Mackey.
House Speaker Michael Madigan has formed a panel to pick up where a recent commission left off on revamping the state's outdated public school funding formula. The Democrat announced the panel yesterday. He says the group will address questions left unanswered by the Funding Reform Commission convened by Governor Rauner. That commission concluded earlier this month that Illinois must fund its schools more equitably. But Madigan says it failed to acknowledge what he calls the current formula's over-reliance on property taxes. Madigan appointed a dozen Democrats to work with Republicans. Republican House Minority Leader Jim Durkin's spokeswoman says their office hasn't been contacted yet regarding that panel. Rauner's Education Secretary Beth Purvis says she hopes the panel is an attempt to hinder progress made by the Governor's Commission. Area residents suffering from heart and lung disease will have access to a broader range of care at Southeast Missouri Hospital in Cape Girardeau. Southeast Health announced a new agreement with the Division of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. Southeast Medical Group's Director of Cardiothoracic and Vascular Surgery, Dr. Paul Robison, says some patients aren't treated with traditional methods. He says this agreement will open up new technologies for patients across the region.
For example, the one that Vice President Dick Cheney had, a ventricular assist device that allowed his heart to be stabilized until he could actually have a heart transplant. Our patients did not have immediate access to that.
Dr. Ralph Damiano is chief of the Division of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Washington University School of Medicine and Barnes Jewish Hospital. He says the collaboration involves more than surgeons in both locations.
We're also hoping to share mutually our expertise in the development of clinical pathways, care pathways, ways to really assure very high quality care for our patients, and in that way, I think we're really hoping to learn from each other.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.